So they tried to cancel your Thanksgiving and succeeded in part. I've seen a lot of phone calls online to 911. I've seen news reports. People called police to report their neighbors. A bunch of Karens worried about too many cars in one driveway. Clearly, they're violating the maximum number of people in the household law. Well, up next is Christmas. John Nolte at Breitbart is asking, are you going to allow fascist governors without the legal authority to do so to cancel your Christmas, even as the same governors encourage rioting and protests and political celebrations, and even as they themselves prove they do not believe the virus is all that serious through their own behavior? Joining us to talk about that now is Brandon Moore, senior editor at Red State. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Hey, not bad. How are you?
I'm good. Did you keep within the family member limit in your household yesterday?
Well, we had a small gathering, but it wasn't through any kind of obedience to the rules, let me tell you.
Yeah.
We are not the kind of people who care about that kind of thing. And even if, you know, in the great state of Texas, we had a governor that would issue that kind of rule, we wouldn't obey it.
Well, that's good to know. We had a very small gathering, too, but we are a very small family, so that's just the way that it worked out. But Christmas is coming, and obviously we're going to be dealing with the same thing. You know, they're screaming about COVID spikes, and they're going to start screaming about numbers of people who can come over to read the night before Christmas and have some eggnog with family members. And, yes, friends celebrate Christmas together, too. Do you expect more governmental tyranny to try to take Christmas away from us?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think they've been gunning for Christmas for years in any way, shape, or form that they possibly could. The left has never been a huge fan of Christmas as it was, but, you know, authoritarians are going to want to be more authoritarian the more authority they get. To say that they're going to lock down or try to lock down Christmas is a given at this point in time. And if you thought Thanksgiving was silly, just wait until they start passing all these rules for Christmas. It's going to be a Grinch situation. They're going to try to steal it.
You know, Brandon, it's so amazing to me that they find the number one reason why people have come to America from the very beginning is for liberty and freedom. And yet we're allowing things that are not enumerated in the Constitution as being part of the government's job. We're allowing them to nonetheless dictate this to us, even in our own homes.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that I think that people need to understand. You know, I feel like we've forgotten that we're Americans. These are people who are elected. You know, they're trying to pass all these, you know, tyrannous things upon us. You know, and then they forget themselves that they're elected officials and they can be fired at any time. We don't have to obey them. They're not wearing crowns. They're not sitting on thrones. We are Americans. Okay, if they try to come in and tell us, hey, you know, let us in your house, we need to see how many people you have here, and we need to arrest you or fine you if you do have more, and kick these people out, we can tell them, hey, you know, go kick rocks, and they can't say anything about it. That's not their business. They are not in power. They are not they do not have the authority to rule over you. We can choose not to obey them, and people seem to forget that.
Brandon, I want to do a little devil's advocacy here and make a point that I do not believe in order to ask the next question. And that would be they're saying, look, nobody wants to take away your liberty. This is just because it's a very serious health crisis and we want to limit the spread so that we don't have nurses and doctors running around getting sick themselves because they're overwhelmed with COVID patients in their hospitals. So that's the devil's advocacy point. They're going to say, look, it's just for the time being. It's just because of this one thing. The article that we're discussing right now, written by John Nolte and other conservative colleague, is that, you know, if we accept being locked down because of this health crisis, if we accept giving up Thanksgiving and Christmas because of this health crisis, what is the next crisis that the government then will say we have to do what we did before? He suggests it's climate lockdowns. You better believe that in order to keep, you know, the carbon emissions down, you've got to stay home and not travel. You can't get in your cars. It's that slippery slope we always talk about, right, Brandon?
No, it absolutely is. It's the give a mouse a cookie situation. You know, they're always going to find an excuse, you know, a reason for quote unquote safety to take our rights away. If you just give us this, you know, everything will be fine. You know, we're not going to take away your stuff. Da, da, da. And then, you know, you have people like Gretchen Whitmer saying, well, you can't even, you know, travel from one property of yours to another. You can't garden in your own home because this is all a spreading event, you know. It's ridiculous how far they will push this. You know, we have, I think it was Gavin Newsom now saying, well, you should wear a mask in your own home. You know, they will not stop. It is a slippery slope.
That's in many states.
You are 110% correct.
Many governors have said, wear masks in your own home. Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania, Kate Brown in Oregon. That's all over the place. Cher, last question.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, we are here. I don't know. Hopefully this election will have been decided by the time we get to Christmas. And if it goes one way, we can look at more tyranny. And if it goes the other way, well, then maybe we will finally start seeing the Constitution being observed.
I would love it if Trump would win. I really would. I think that if they pull this out, we're going to see a lot of things change. I think that, you know, it's going to get really nice. But at the same time, if Joe Biden does win, which increasingly looks like it's going to be the case, I can guarantee you that we're going to see a lot more of this quote unquote safety concern where you have to put away, you know, your rights, your Americanness overall in order to save your neighbor. But here's the thing. You know what? If you just keep in mind what your rights are, study up on your rights. If you look into the information presented to you, for instance, on coronavirus, you know, if you say, hey, you know, I don't have to do this because I know that even if I get the coronavirus, I'll be safe because, you know, pattern dictates that, you know, it really only affects the elderly and the sick, then I'm going to exercise my rights. You do so because it's your right to practice your Americanness as an American, your freedom. Keep right. that in mind.
Extraordinarily important, no question about it. Brandon Moore, senior editor at Red State, thank you so much for the analysis. We appreciate it. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.